What do the words tween, Barbenheimer, and brunch have in common? These words are portmanteaus, words that are formed by combining parts of two separate words. But unlike compound nouns, which are formed from two words, portmanteaus combine parts of the spelling of each word and their meanings. In this week's Everyday Grammar, we will learn more about how portmanteaus are created. We will also learn about their history and find out some common portmanteaus in English. Portmanteaus are blend words in English. They are formed from words or parts of words that are combined in some way. The spellings of the original words are combined into the new word, and their meanings are blended too. At the start of this lesson, you heard the word tween. This is a blend of teen and between. This portmanteau means the age in between childhood and the teenage years, or around 10 to 12 years old. Barbenheimer is a blend word of the movies Barbie and Oppenheimer. It is used to describe the event of seeing both movies on the same day. Both films came out in movie theaters on the same day last month. And brunch is a common weekend meal that combines breakfast and lunch. Brunch is often eaten in the late morning and early afternoon, and includes food and drink choices from both meals. Where does the idea of portmanteaus come from? We borrow the word portmanteau from French. Porte means to carry in French, and manteau in French is a coat. When both words are blended, a portmanteau means a large suitcase that folds in half and can carry a lot of things. So how did a suitcase come to mean all blend words in English? We have British writer Lewis Carroll to thank for linking the word portmanteau to blend words in English. Carroll wrote Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. In his follow-up book, Through the Looking Glass, Carroll wrote about the idea of portmanteaus. In the story, Alice reads a book with a poem called Jabberwocky. In the poem, Carroll makes up several blend words. Alice is confused, so she asks another character, Humpty Dumpty, about the words. He answers, "You see, it's like a portmanteau. There are two meanings packed up into one word." Just like the piece of luggage called a portmanteau has two sections folded into one, a portmanteau blend word carries both meanings of the original words, but folds them together to create a new word. Let's look at some common portmanteaus. Portmanteaus can be nouns, verbs, or adjectives. Some portmanteaus are created by combining the beginning section, syllable, or letters of the first word with the final part, syllable, or letters of the second word. They are often used in entertainment, for names of places, in government, for food, and for technology. Here are a few common portmanteaus. A biopic is a blend of biography and picture. It means a film about a person based on their life. Chillax is a blended verb of chill and relax, and means to calm down. Cosplay is a combination of costume and role play. Cosplay is when people dress up as characters from video games, literature, films, or television. Hangry means to be angry because you are hungry. Motel is a combination of motor and hotel. It is like a hotel, but for people driving on long road trips. Smog blends the words smoke and fog to create the noun that describes air pollution. Email is a blend of electronic and mail. It is the computer-based alternative to paper mail. Internet is also a portmanteau, which combines interconnected and network. Podcast combines iPod with broadcast. Podcasts are digital audio programs. And lastly, we have vlog. It is a blend of video and log. These are journals that people record with a video camera and publish online. In today's report, we learned about portmanteaus. Portmanteaus have an interesting history in the English language. Writer Lewis Carroll created several portmanteaus and described the term in his book, Through the Looking Glass. Portmanteaus blend the spelling and meanings of two words together. Brunch, vlog, and hangry are all portmanteaus. Now it's your turn. Take the portmanteaus you learned today and try to use them in sentences. You can write your sentences in the comments or send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Faith Perlow.